This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Cobb County Commission vote on the proposed Atlanta Braves stadium development is just hours away, and according to a new poll from Insider Advantage, more county residents favor the project than oppose it, but they also want a little more time before that vote. Matt Towery is the CEO of Insider Advantage. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back with you, Dennis.
Very quickly, let's start with the big numbers. How did they break down?
Well, in essence, as you said, a little less than 50%, 48% of Cobb voters said they favor the idea of a stadium in Cobb. About 38% said they were against it, and the rest were still undecided. That was down from our poll, which we conducted both for Fox 5, just 2 weeks ago, when we had about 60% of the county saying that they wanted a stadium. So the support has been dropping, but it's still, you know, close to 50%. The big issue in the county, obviously, has been the issue of the rapid rate at which this has been considered and it was scheduled to vote on. And when asked the question if voters would rather see more time for input and for information and not take the vote today, in essence, nearly 60% of Cobb County voters said they wanted to wait. So that has really become the big issue in the county among voters.
From the point of view of Cobb officials and stadium supporters, doesn't this then argue for a quick vote because they would want to get an overwhelming, if not unanimous, vote from the commission to show the Braves that it has solid support? And the more time goes by, the more the opposition has a chance to get itself organized.
Well, yeah, there are two ways to look at that. And I tend to agree with that statement which you just made. They need to do it quickly and get it over. Really, you're weighing out politics versus business. In terms of business and in terms of getting a deal done in Cobb County, the early vote's the smarter vote. As far as politics goes, Cobb, of course, has been sort of the bedrock of the Republican Party for the last 30 years. It probably will have very substantial political implications, I think, down the road. But I think the folks taking this vote who are voting yes have pretty much decided that that's something that they're prepared to deal with.
When you say political implications, are you saying that there are a number of Republicans in Cobb County who feel that there should not be public money spent on this?
Yes. I mean, the polling from the very beginning, and you know, I, for full disclosure, I represented Cobb as a state representative as a Republican years ago. This county has always been a very conservative county. And as was obvious by the T-Splos vote just 2 years ago, where the T-Splos was just thumped in Cobb County. In fact, virtually no Splos has ever passed by more than a couple hundred votes in Cobb, ever, at least in modern times. So this is a concept in which it sort of almost, I think, takes Cobb Republicans, it took them from, I guess, a bit of a shocking position. They didn't know it was coming. They didn't know how to basically process it. And so we see in the polls now a substantial degree of Republicans in Cobb and independent voters opposing this move. And I think what it will do is it will have implications, obviously, for these local races, legislative races, and probably even the governor's race is what I'm thinking it might have impact on down the road.
But certainly the supporters could argue, okay, this is an economic development project that would have great impact, positive impact on the county, and if you oppose this, as Commissioner Lisa Cupid has indicated she might, there's a lot of folks who could put together a campaign against you.
Well, yeah, that's true. And that really you're talking about a difference between the Chamber of Commerce and sort of the political ground workers in the county. The people who are for it tend to be the folks who work for corporations that are in favor of it or are part of the Chamber of Commerce. That group would certainly stage an effort against someone who voted against it. But the other groups, that being the Tea Party, the Cobb, I think a lot of the Cobb Republicans, sort of the rank and file, the activists, and some of these other groups who come on board, they would probably mount an opposition. My experience has been those no voters, the opposition in Cobb, over the years have generally either prevailed or they've made life very tough for politicians.
And the politicians right now then would be caught between the two groups, both of whom find a home in the GOP.
Well, they are. And that is really where we're seeing the political ramifications. I don't think there's any question that we're going to see a vote tonight that gives the Braves at least an agreement of understanding, so to speak. Now, where this goes down the road, I'm not sure because, of course, the state DOT has to get involved with their exit ramps and on-ramps and the like. That brings the state into it. It brings the legislature. It brings the DOT, potentially the governor. I really think you're going to see some of these things come up in the governor's race and in these legislative races and certainly any commission races that are come up in 2014. They're going to be major issues and certainly will be cause for folks probably to draw some opposition that they otherwise would not have received.
Matt Towery is the CEO of Insider Advantage. Matt, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.